feels great. Feel at home, kind of familiar with the area, so it's awesome.
What did they tell you about how long this is going to last and how long it could last?
They really didn't get into specifics of the situation. They just told me I was here to compete, and the best guy would stick around. So that's the way I'm taking it. It doesn't affect my preparation regardless.
So you think you have a shot to potentially win this job?
Yes, that's the way I'm taking it. That's what I was told. So I'm here to compete and try to be an asset to the team.
What do you think you have to prove to them that you can do that job?
I've got to get out here and I've got to make my kicks. I've got to show consistency. It's pretty much everything a kicker has to do to be one of the 32 guys that has a job in the National Football League.
Have you and Josh spoken since you've gotten here?
Yeah, absolutely. Josh has welcomed me. He's a good guy, so I've enjoyed my time getting to know him.
How unique is it to come into a situation like this, though?
Any situation you want to have an opportunity. So doesn't matter what time it is when you're a free agent, you're out there working, hoping your phone rings. So I was excited for an opportunity.
From a financial standpoint, they need a kicker for week one, and if you're on the roster for week one, your salary's guaranteed for the season. Is that something that you thought about and that you like?
I really haven't thought about it, to be honest. My goal is to play here 17 weeks, not just 1 week. So regardless, if I play 17 weeks, I get my salary. So that's on the back burner. I'm not concerned about that at all.
Were you ever considering that the call may not come at this point, or do you sit there and say it always comes?
No, I was confident. We've had some teams reach out to us, so I was confident I would get another opportunity to go in and work out. And once you get the workout, that's on you to win a job. So that's the situation I'm in.
You've obviously heard what's been going on with Josh. Does that make it any little awkward, the situation with him and discussions that you've had with him?
To be honest, I really don't know anything about the situation that he's going through. I don't know any specifics. It's none of my business. That's his business. So as far as anything else goes, I'm here to prepare and get ready for each preseason game, and as long as they keep me and make a name for myself here.
So just to be clear, you and Josh have not discussed like that accusation?
No, I haven't discussed it at all.
Were you in? Have you been in a camp yet, or no?
No, this is my first training camp this year.
Were you surprised? I mean, you did a pretty good job last year. Were you surprised you didn't at least get a shot?
I was a little disappointed, but I mean, it's a business. You never know how it's going to work out. So, in the meantime, I continued to work. I felt like I had a good year last year, so I was going to be ready for an opportunity whenever it presented itself.
When did the Giants call you on Sunday?
They called me Sunday morning.
And you were back home in Texas?
I was in Houston, Texas.
What did that year last year do for you, confidence-wise? Was it important?
I think it was big. If you get released, for me to have the opportunity to continue being on the workout circuit, win a job, and play half the season, do well, I think that's great. It's a lot easier to prepare and do stuff when you're within an organization than it is on the streets trying to work out on your own at high school facilities and stuff like that. So it was definitely beneficial for me to get my foot back in the door.
What did the Jets communicate to you when your contract ran out? Did you guys talk at all about coming back?
Yeah, we did. We stayed in touch all off season, so wasn't really sure how it was going to work out. But that's in the past. This is where I am, and I'm happy to be here.
What's it like to see a familiar face in Damon Snacks Harrison?
No, yeah, he's a good guy. Obviously, he was over with the Jets with me, so got the opportunity to visit with him a little bit earlier this morning.
You always have a strong leg, but the touchback rules this year are a little bit different. Does that affect you?
To be honest, I'll have to talk to the special teams coordinator, see how we'll do that. I don't know if that'll be a week-to-week thing or how the field position battle will change with that new rule. So that's still kind of news to me. I'm here learning the ropes and see how they're going to do everything.
Have you practiced it?
Yes, I have. I kind of have a golf bag, basically. You got to be able to have different clubs, so that's kind of the way that I see it.